Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. We're Mike and Kim Burge out of Allentown, Nebraska, your host today on your local radio station, and reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News. Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. Now, it's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Covering all corners of agriculture, from grains to gears, it's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, visit them online, tsln.com.
And did you know that in Valentine, Nebraska, North Star Electric is looking for passionate people who love their work, skilled electricians with a journeyman license or eager apprentices to join the vibrant community must have a valid driver's license. North Star Electric isn't just a job, it's a lifestyle. Power your passion in a place you'll love to come home. Connect with them at mamnorthstar@gmail.com. Again, check this position out. It is exciting. Journeyman license or eager apprentice, mamnorthstar@gmail.com.
Well, this one has been around for a little bit. Actually, it was sent in from Bill Mulligan in Valentine to Jim here several years ago.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
And found it in a stack of some things that Jim had left with us. And it goes, do you like getting old?
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Trick question, right?
Yep.
As I've aged, I've become kinder, too, and less critical of myself. And I've become my own friend. I've seen too many dear friends leave this world too soon, before they understood the great freedom that comes with aging. Whose business is it if I choose to read or play on the computer until 4 a.m., or sleep until noon? I will dance with myself to those wonderful tunes of the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. And if I, at the same time, wish to weep over a lost love, I will. I will walk the beach in a swimsuit that is stretched over a bulging body, and I will dive into the waves with abandon, if I choose to. Despite the pitying glances from the jet set, they too will get old. I know I'm sometimes forgetful, but there again, some of life is just as well forgotten, and eventually I remember the important things. Sure, over the years my heart has been broken. How can your heart not break when you lose a loved one, or when a child suffers, or even when somebody's beloved pet gets hit by a car? But broken hearts are what give us strength and understanding and compassion. A heart never broken is pristine and sterile and will never know the joy of being imperfect. I am so blessed to have lived long enough to have my hair turning gray and to have my youthful laughs be forever etched into deep grooves on my face. So many have never laughed, and so many have died before their hair could turn silver. As you get older, it is easier to be positive. You care less about what other people think. I don't question myself anymore. I've even earned the right to be wrong. So, to answer your question, I like being old. It has set me free. I like the person I have become. I am not going to live forever, but while I am still here, I will not waste time lamenting what could have been or worrying about what will be. And I shall eat dessert every single day if I feel like it.
There you go. I like that.
The advantages of getting old. Thanks to Bill Mulligan of Valentine.
Very good. Very good. He probably, do you think he wrote that?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it just was something he passed on.
Okay. Sounds good. Did you know the G in stalagmite stands for ground and the C in stalactite stands for ceiling?
No, you're kidding.
That would have made it a lot easier when I was trying to learn those as a kid.
That's right. Yeah, that's a little tricky.
Why didn't they just tell us that? Throw a rattlesnake in a pig pen and the pig will kill the snake in an instant. The pig is one fast animal.
Well, I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. And most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Abraham Lincoln said that.
True.
Yeah. A new baby typically cries for 1 hour and 53 minutes a day. So just plan on it.
Just be ready for it.
Yeah, and relax. The further backward you can look, the further forward you will likely see. Winston Churchill said that. And character may be manifested in great moments, but it is made in small ones.
Okay.
A little bit of wisdom there for you.
Anything else to wrap things up?
Well, how about the trouble with mixing business and pleasure is that pleasure usually comes out on top.
Yeah, we have a tendency to do that.
That's right.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.